Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Polls show most Americans support the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Republican senators introduced a constitutional amendment to stop Supreme Court packing. The Department of Justice moves against Google. Some Minneapolis residents sue the city for lack of police protection. Californians purchase guns in record numbers. Also ahead, will the pandemic defeat President Trump? But first, a new survey from Gallup revealing a majority of Americans support sending President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. 51% back Judge Barrett's confirmation, compared to 46% who oppose. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming a full Senate vote will take place on Monday, October 26. Republican Senator Ted Cruz unveiling a constitutional amendment to permanently protect the Supreme Court. The bill is just one sentence long. Quote, "The Supreme Court of the United States shall be composed of 9 justices," unquote. Democrats in Congress are threatening to add additional judges if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed, which she will be next Monday. The Justice Department filing an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming the corporation uses its search engine to stifle competition while boosting its own profits. The 57-page complaint reads, quote, "Google has used anti-competitive tactics to maintain and extend its monopolies in the marketplace." The suit is expected to stretch on for years. Angry citizens in Minneapolis, Minnesota, suing the city council after it voted to defund the police. Residents say the policy has caused a spike in violent crime. Armed robberies, shootings, burglaries have doubled compared to last year. Californians are buying firearms more than ever before. More than 100,000 residents in the Golden State have purchased a gun since the COVID outbreak began in March. The most common reasons cited by new owners are concerns about lawlessness, anti-police protesting, and prisoners released from jail because of the pandemic. In a moment, will that vicious virus, COVID, defeat Donald Trump on Tuesday, November 3rd? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Will COVID beat President Trump? Yes, he's already had it and seems to have bounced back in an impressive fashion. Even people who don't like him have to admit that. But the president is getting pounded by the liberal press on his handling of the entire situation. First, the facts. Worldwide, there are now more than 40 million cases, 40 million, with 1.1 million fatalities all across the globe. In America, 8.3 million have contracted COVID, 221,000 fatalities. Roughly 50,000 new cases every day, and that's on President Trump's watch. Now, in Europe, the situation is even more dire. Spain has close to 1 million cases, 34,000 fatalities. France, close to 1 million, 34,000 fatalities, same as Spain. UK, 763 cases, 44,000 fatalities. Italy, about 500,000 cases with 37,000 fatalities. Now, all these stats are numbing, I know, but here's the important thing. The American press says Donald Trump is largely responsible for all the people who have contracted COVID. Well, is that the same in Europe? Are all the European leaders responsible? Because now Europe has a higher new COVID rate than the United States. And in the Far East, Japan has 100,000 cases, South Korea 25,000 because they were prepared for the pandemic, having gone through the SARS situation a few years ago. We don't have any stats out of China that are reliable because the communist government suppresses that. Now, in tomorrow night's debate, the first topic is COVID, and you can expect the NBC News moderator to hammer President Trump about the disease. Now, from my perch, Donald Trump made one big mistake. He did not actively promote wearing masks. Whether you agree with masks or not, there's no downside to that, other than it's personally uncomfortable. I don't like the mask, but I wear the mask when I'm out in public because, again, it protects me and protects people from those who have the virus but are not showing any symptoms. So President Trump should have promoted the masks more aggressively. Otherwise, I don't know what the man could have done. He stopped the flights from China early. He stopped the flights from Europe. He got all the ventilators and the equipment that the medical people needed to the States. Joe Biden, I don't know. You look at his website, and he's got pretty much the same stuff that President Trump has. So the truth about this is no human being, no politician, nobody could have stopped the pandemic. But the perception in the USA is that President Trump screwed up, because that's what the press is pounding. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Millions of college students are on campus trying to get an education while avoiding the virus. But some universities are in turmoil, and the contagion has nothing to do with it. In Texas, two professors from Collin College compared President Trump to a serial killer, writing, quote, "Having Donald Trump in the White House is like having Ted Bundy as president," unquote. Well, Collin College actually defended the academics, saying their opinions are protected by free speech. However, that's incorrect. Defamation is not free speech. At the University of Pennsylvania, a survey from Campus Reform showed Democrats in the faculty outnumber Republicans 13-1. Employees at UPenn also donated money to liberal causes by a ratio of 95-1. The study found similar stats at the University of California and Stanford in Palo Alto. The University of Pittsburgh announcing they will no longer use gendered language for homecoming events. The titles King and Queen are now considered antiquated. Arizona State University suspended six students for violating the school's COVID guidelines. The group reportedly congregated inside a dorm without permission. However, the school punished no one who marched in a social justice rally packed together the same week. Kentucky State University forming a woke task force. The group publicly distributing Black Lives Matter material and other pamphlets promoting racial equality. The organization now provides BLM t-shirts to students free of charge. Finally, researchers at Brown University claim Trump flags and Make America Great Again signs traumatize minorities. An associate at the school's economics department complained after arriving at an Airbnb displaying a MAGA sign that the images are used to scare away black people. The property owner telling reporters that American flags and Trump signs are not racist. We just love our country, he says. Crazy times at colleges these days. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.